This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
216-474-0092. Talking about a couple things. One, I'm going to get to the Browns here because are they on the verge of a fire sale? Which, man, it's especially if they lose again this week. Are they on the verge of a fire sale? Can't believe I'm talking about that this early into the season. But 216-474-0092 on that. And then we also brought up another subject just a few moments ago as we were kind of looking at the Guardians, Game 5, School Bowl, home, all those things that are laying out there in front of them. The opportunity to go play the Yankees in the ALCS. Everything is sitting there. And then Dan brought up the subject that I had heard several times on this air. And I'm like, I'm just not ready to go there yet. Talk to me after tomorrow. If the season was a success or not. Has it been a fun season? Yep, I'm down with it. Have you seen more than $2 million down at the ballpark over the summer? Yep, that's great. It's all great. That's all fun. Is it successful? I don't know. We'll see how successful it ultimately will be. And part of that has to do with tomorrow. When you're playing in a game where you have the opportunity to advance onto the ALCS. I don't know. I'm not ready to say it's a success. There's definitely not a failure. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it was a great success, blah, 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 blah. Not today. Talked about Monday. I might say, oh, it was a great success, blah, blah, blah. Hey, let's get over it now. But not today. Today's the day to think about Game 5, to worry about tomorrow. Stand where you are. You know, live where you're standing, right? I don't care about whether the season was a success. I care about this team being able to have more runs than the Tigers in 9 innings tomorrow. That's what I want. That's successful. I'll live with the next 24 hours of success. I'm not going to worry about looking back at the season today. Not when there's another game to play, especially when it's a decisive game. Will is in Brunswick. Hey, Will, how are you?
Hey, Ben, Will.
Hey, love it. Love Dan. But, like, I got to disagree with you, Dan.
Sure.
And I also got to disagree with everybody can cook a steak. I mean, you guys have had my meat before, so you know that not
Hey.
But this is like
it's very
this is like
easy to get fired on a fry.
Well, this is like Dan. This is like saying, "Oh yeah, you cooked a medium. I cooked a medium, but mine's actually medium, and yours is well done." So, like, here's the thing: is it going to be a successful season? We hope so, but like, I don't even think we're playing with house money. Like people are saying, like the Yankees, they play in the smallest ballpark in the majors. They should always be successful, right? If they don't make it to the World Series, they're unsuccessful, in my opinion. If we
the fan base will agree
the World
with you.
Series,
it's not smaller than Fenway.
It's either the smallest or second smallest.
Right field porch is pretty.
Yeah.
Especially with that wind tunnel they built in there unintentionally. There.
Yeah.
He says with air quotes.
I'd be happy to get the ball out of the infield at this point. But go ahead, yes.
But the thing is, like, the Indians need to make it to the World Series for it to be a successful season. I mean, it's this team played this well last year, and we were young. We're still young. Like, not making it to the World Series is a non-successful season in Cleveland now. We've been to the pennant. We've won the pennant. We've done all this. We need to be the team that gets to the World Series more consistently, like a Chiefs football team, because we have been we're a pitching factory. So it's just, I don't even think we hit the World Series consistently. Yes, it's great seasons. They're fun. They're history-making. All that great stuff. We love baseball in Cleveland, but it's World Series there's going to be things that are going to change. We're going to lose pitchers. We're going to gain other players. I mean, the front office has kind of helped us into the playoff run, but like, think about it. I don't feel like they did a great moves like we could have done. And we're using Band-Aids to get us to where we're at. So
especially with the rotation.
Yeah,
you're right.
The rotation for sure.
Right.
All right. Well,
I mean, successful, sure, but I think World Series are bust for me.
All right. Well, thank you. Will says World Series are bust. That's the definition of success for him. I'm telling you that next week when I go back, or hopefully in 3 weeks when I go back and look at the season, I'll be like, wow, look what they were able to do. Look at all the injuries they had. Look at the rotation. Look at the guys that were able to help them even get to the playoffs, let alone have success in the playoffs. That's great. That's great for 3 weeks from now, I hope. That might be great for Monday, but not today. You know, live where you're standing. That's all I say. So.
And you can do both. I mean, that's where I am right now. I'm doing both, man. This season's a win. Two thumbs up. Great job. The arrow's pointing up. The future is really bright. And even if you miss the World Series on this run, hey, man, everything's pointing to do it again next year.
I just think
if anything, you get Bieber, you have a shot to get Bieber back. He's going to be a free agent. You get Bieber back. You get an offseason of maybe Tristan McKenzie figuring some stuff out. You get an offseason of Gavin Williams having a regular offseason that he could get back on track. Like, there's so many other things that could come in to help this team and continue to have that arrow point up with also saying, hey, man, like, game five, let's go. Let's win this thing. If anything, it could be even more of a success. I'll never tell you how to think. Anybody who's ever been in a long-term relationship knows the last thing you ever want to do is look at someone you care about and try to tell them how to think. Because trust me, that gets you in the doghouse more than when you goofed up. The second thing that comes with it is you could be two places at the same time. But if you perpetually move the goalposts in your life, you're never going to be happy. You're never going to be satisfied.
Let's go Scotty in Concord. Hi, Scotty.
How are you, Scotty?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great because I still got Guardians fever, and I think that this season is a success. Because no one expected this at the start of the season. When Shane Bieber got injured, we all felt like we got punched in the gut and everything was going to go south. We have a rookie manager. We got a bunch of young guys. I think it's been a really fun season. I'm not ready for it to be over. The one thing that annoys me from the national media is when they bring up the stat that we're 0 for the last 11 in elimination games.
Yeah, that's gone. Thank goodness that's over.
Thank the heavens you don't see that one anymore.
Right, and it's dumb because all that means is we've been in the playoffs a lot. So I don't think it's a good stat. I love watching this team, and I'm not ready for the season to be over. I hope they can keep it going Saturday.
All right, thank you, Scotty. Scotty checking in from Concord. Let's go to Anthony in Cleveland Heights.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I'm with Dan. You go back to the beginning of the season. If you would have considered what the scenario that's unfolding Saturday a success, given the pitching woes, you know, Bieber, McKenzie, Allen, I'm with Dan. Don't move the goalposts. That's a basis of neurosis in your life. Don't move the goalposts. It's a success already.
How about don't put the goalposts up until the season's over? I'm not moving. Look, I'm happy.
That's not bad.
I'm happy with everything they've
that's
done.
Not bad.
Trust me, next week I could turn around and go, hey, it was successful. Okay. I'm just not doing it today.
Well, all right, Dan made a good point a moment ago. Don't try to tell someone how to think. It's never going to work. So I agree there. That's 100% the last word on the subject. A couple things.
Anthony has spoken. That is the last word. Anthony,
You try to do that once in your life to either like your mother, your significant other, anything like that, you'll never do it again.
Well, I think we can all agree that the last word on the subject is you can't change somebody's mind if they don't want to be changed. You know,
that's
true,
too.
You can't tell them how to think.
Yes.
Yeah, so there you go. But, you know, a couple things. You know, I don't mind the boat's decisions to pull, you know, like Brennan early in game three. Was it three? Yeah.
Three, yeah. You know, I would have liked to have seen him hit.
You don't know when the great hit is going to happen, so to speak. So, you know, in fact,
good enough to put a guy in the lineup to start the game, whether it's righty or lefty, or whether they pull the old switcheroo in the second inning with their starter, don't you think he's at least good enough to see one at bat?
You know what? Brennan, 371 ops against lefties. That's, you know,
how did he manage last night? He managed the other way last night. He didn't care. So
that's fair. I would consider, you know, Noel has been struggling, but I don't know if putting him in a pinch hit position late in a elimination game Saturday is the way to go. I might start him, give him one at bat, and then pull him. That's an option. There's that. The other thing, which I pointed out earlier a couple weeks ago, I think, or something, a week ago, Williams, I'm just saying, from a three true outcomes perspective, walk, strikeouts, and home runs, three starts against Detroit at 16 innings, 22 strikeouts, four walks, and he gave up one home run in 16 innings. I mean, it's not
And he's bad. Fresh, right? He's fresh.
And he's fresh. Yeah. So it's a consideration.
All right, Anthony, thank you. Thank you,
it
Anthony.
It is, it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's so Jekyll and Hyde. That's my only fear. The dude's so Jekyll and Hyde.
All right, I'm going to get to this Browns topic here in a second. First, though, let's go to Brian in Brecksville. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Ben, Brian.
Hey, Andy, I agree with you. I think that losing to the Tigers
who was a lower seed would not be, in my mind, a successful season. And lastly,
I'm not saying I want to be on the record. Yeah. I'm not saying that I won't look back at this on Sunday or in 3 weeks and say it wasn't a success. I'm just not ready to say, I'm not defining the season today. Yes, it was a great, you want to define the regular season? Knock yourself out. But I just feel like it's a loser's mentality if we're going to sit here and go,
it was
a great season.
I agree.
Blah, blah, blah. Boy, it's a good thing that loser doesn't play or coach or have anything to do with it.
But you know, losing is never winning. So let's not confuse that. But I'm going to say something that will be very, very unpopular. Trade deadline coming up.
You're talking about football now. You're switching over. Is that what you're saying?
I am.
Okay,
I am.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Trade deadline coming up. We have no assets. We're stuck with Deshaun Watson, who I think is the problem. What can we get from Myles Garrett?
You don't think Denzel Ward is a asset?
I think Denzel Ward has been playing not to get hurt. He's whiffing on a lot of tackles. And I don't blame him. I think he probably.
You don't think Amari Cooper's? I think Amari Cooper's an asset too.
Brian, please take this as tongue in cheek as I mean it as I say it. That's a loser's mentality. You're coming in here and moving the goalposts and getting rid of people. That's a loser's mentality.
But don't you want Myles Garrett to like go win somewhere?
I want him to win here in Cleveland. Brian, thank you. Appreciate it. We're up against
losers
it. Listen,
mentality.
All right, now I want to get into the Browns 100%. 216-474-0092. Should the Browns lose on Sunday, is it time to come down to Crazy Andrew's House of Football Players and come on down and get a discount sale on some pretty good football players while we're trying to find some draft picks? Are we looking at a fire sale next week? Ouch. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.